Louisiana Radio Network, I'm Colleen Crane. A plan to sell Toledo Bend Water to Texas is off, and a Vernon Parish legislator wants to make sure it never happens. The plan would have called for the reservoir to supply a large part of Louisiana's share to Texas every year for that state to address potential water shortages in its metro areas. Hornback Republican Rodney Schammerhorn says he'll be filing a bill to block any future water sale. He says if Texas wants Louisiana water, it can supply Louisiana with some of its jobs.
If industry needs our water, they need to bring it to Louisiana to provide for our people to be able to maintain a workforce and a good living in Louisiana.
Tulane fans are dreaming of a New Year's Day All-State Sugar Bowl appearance, and it could happen if they beat Ole Miss, who beat them by 5 touchdowns 4 months ago. Sugar Bowl CEO Jeff Hundley.
I've already started hearing from several of them. We've got an intern from New Jersey that's a Tulane grad. She's been gone for several years now, but already reaching out about tickets.
LRN.
Hi, I'm Nancy Landry.
No matter what part of our great state you call home, Louisiana's elections are an important part of who we are. In 2026, closed party primaries will change how some of those elections happen, so you'll want to know what to do. Keeping your registration current ensures you'll get the right party-based ballot. Remember, this change only applies to certain offices.
To learn more, visit govote.com or download the GoVote app.
Paid for by the Louisiana Secretary of State's Office.
Even a 200-year-old industry can benefit from new technology. Louisiana sugarcane. Better farming. Stronger science. Improved varieties. It all creates a superior crop. Log on. Learn more at lacane.org.
Tiger Rag Magazine subscribers are LSU fans in the know. Tiger Rag Magazine gives you exclusive stories, beautiful pictures, and behind-the-scenes insights. Subscribe today and be in the know at tigerrag.com.
For mudbug lovers, the holiday season means another crawfish season is right around the corner.
LSU Ag Center Crawfish Extension agent Todd Fontenot says he's been talking with crawfish farmers and is optimistic we will have a good season in 2026.
They're seeing a lot of young crawfish emerge from the burrows, and with these weather conditions, they should be growing.
Fontenot says crawfish is already on the market in some areas.
As you go further south, they flooded early. They got an early emergence, and with the good conditions, those crawfish grew pretty rapidly.
And he says last week's rainy weather will only help.
Rainfall events are very helpful in softening up that ground for those crawfish to dig out.
I'm Jeff Palermo.
High school football state champions will be decided this week, and Mangum is looking for its first state championship since 1956 as the Dragons take on Hainesville on Thursday at noon in the Division IV non-select title game. Mangum coach Scott Wilcher says they're playing for their Richland Parish town.
Play as one. One's always been our signature number there, to play as one and be one, and that's what we're going to do.
LRN.